Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Hey, John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk. Black Friday, and it seemed to be, if you believe the hype you see on the morning local morning news, it seemed to be a pretty good Black Friday. I was watching all the different stations sending their reporters out. They were out last night talking about people. Some people were camping out. I thought we were done with the whole camping out for Black Friday sales. I thought that was over with, but I guess not. I guess it's still going on. KTLA was reporting from one of their reporters was talking about, oh, it's changing a little bit.
We're no longer seeing the Thanksgiving, Black Friday, 4 a.m. crush at the door, but people are already starting to line up outside their favorite stores where sales range from 40 to 70% off. We spoke to Trey Bodge, a smart shopping expert at TrueTrade.com.
What I'm seeing right now in terms of the things to focus on over a cyber weekend would be tech for sure. I'm seeing discounts in the 50 to 60% off range, and then fall fashion, beauty, small home appliances.
Bodge says wait until December to purchase your winter apparel, toys, and anything holiday themed. Another tip, using online deal sites to save more on top of retailer sales. Many automatically alert you to available cashback deals and run coupons for you at checkout.
Yeah, that worked out. My wife has got, the Capital One shopper thing. I had Honey on my computer for a while. I know Microsoft has got like their own shop helping coupon deal in the Edge browser as well. So yeah, there's a few of those out there, and my wife's actually gotten some pretty good deals from some of those things. One of the concerns people have had going into this holiday season has to do with safety. We've seen holidays tend to be tense times. There have been a couple of high-profile mass shootings here in the last week as well, one of them at a Walmart. So safety is of the utmost importance. Blake Trolley was sort of checking in on what the CHP is doing this year. Blake, are you there, my friend?
How's it going, Chris?
It's going really well. What's this organized retail crime task force that the CHP is doing?
Yeah, so the CHP has had this task force, but you know, with the rise in these smash and grab robberies that we saw last year, that really, you know, trickled into the spring, the governor actually expanded the size of that task force. And when he did, he touched on holiday shopping. He said people should feel safe when holiday shopping. But, you know, another big part of this was, of course, also just to kind of change the rhetoric on these smash and grab robbers. The governor, again, when he expanded on this, he also said the state is doubling down its efforts to stop these from happening. And on top of that, to prosecute these crimes. So what does the CHP do today with this bigger team with added officers? They sent officers all over the state. They sent them to stores. They sent them to malls. And the big goal here, Chris, was to make sure criminals were aware that there were more police officers. The idea here is to increase visibility, to ward off crime before it happens. So again, they were all over the state. And I talked to some people today who felt like it was a good idea to send these added officers. I spoke to one woman. She wouldn't interview with me, but she did tell me on background. She works in retail. She said, yeah, I'm definitely worried going into the holidays, especially today, that she could be involved, you know, in some sort of high profile retail theft. Here's a guy. I want to go to a bite. This is a guy in Glendale. He says the entire time he's going to be out shopping today, thieves will be on his mind.
It's scary because we're supposed to bury our head in the sand and not be aware that this stuff happens, but it does happen and people get hurt. And yeah, it's on my mind a little bit. Yeah, all the time. It's on my mind, especially with public transportation.
You know, and that's a really interesting point that he makes. Yeah. You know, Chris, I was thinking about that. Some people are going to be buying these items, and they're not going to just be able to load them into a car and drive away. They are going to be taking these items on public transit. So I am working to figure out if there has been added security on public transit, knowing people are going to be coming home with those Black Friday deals.
Yeah, I know that's a big concern. I was doing an awful lot of radio in the Bay Area here over the last couple of years with Mark Thompson, actually. And I know that some of those smash and grabs that were so high profile, a couple of those came out of that Bay Area. But the overall statistics seem to counter the narrative that we were seeing on the television. The overall statistics of the retail theft were actually down. But then, of course, we end up getting what appears to be an organized crime spree around the holidays. At least we did in the Bay Area last year. And I think that's pretty terrifying for people. As your soundbite, the gentleman there pointed out, it's going on in the back of his mind that, yeah, I could get hurt. This isn't just somebody who's pocketing something. These are smash and grabs. And so that feels almost Hollywood-esque, doesn't it? That we would have those activities going on?
Well, and one thing I want to say is, you know, that initial impact that we saw last year certainly is the reason people feel this way this year, the reason that they have this anxiety. But, you know, smash and grab robberies, while they're not grabbing headlines like they were last year, we have seen some this fall. I tracked down a few. In September, there was an attempted smash and grab at a jewelry store in downtown L.A. Employees actually fought the thieves off, and we've seen
good
that. We've seen people step
awesome.
Up. There was a smash and grab at a jewelry store at the Brea Mall. That was in September, and another smash and grab at a T-Mobile store in Orange County. And both of those, both the Brea Mall and T-Mobile, were in September. So while it's maybe not grabbing the headlines like it once was, maybe there's some headline fatigue there, or just in general, maybe, you know, it's been a couple months at this point, it still is happening. And again, I think that initial wave that we saw last year was such a big impact. I just don't think people are shaking it yet. But
Blake, sorry, I was resetting there. Blake, go ahead.
No, what do you got?
I was just going to say, Blake Trolley is with us as we talk about, you know, crime around the holidays, especially when we're shopping, and the threats to shoppers and to the businesses. So continue with your point there, Blake.
Well, what I think is interesting about this, and one thing that I heard the KTLA reporter touching on, and I certainly felt it today when I was at the Americana in Glendale, is Black Friday doesn't have that, you know, that doorbuster feel. I mean, I've covered the last two that I've covered last year. I believe I was down at a mall in Orange County. It hasn't had that, you know, that intensity that it used to have. Yeah. But I thought this was interesting, just touching on, you know, what they were saying. 114 million people plan to shop today on Black Friday. That's almost more than double the amount of people who plan to shop on Cyber Monday. So there seems to be this narrative that Cyber Monday is completely taken over. But the Cyber Monday is 63.9 million people. So again, almost sliced right in half to the people who plan to shop Black Friday.
And does the Black Friday statistic include in-person and online?
Yeah, I believe this is all just in-person.
Oh, wow. That's
fantastic. I believe so.
All right, yeah. But you're right. We don't seem to have those crushing crowds at 4 o'clock in the morning. My wife used to say, well, let's get a hotel room near the mall. So, yeah, that was it. We have a perfectly good house, but no, we'd have to go stay a night at a hotel room near the mall so she could get up early and go shopping. Boy, that was just hellacious for me. Blake, you know, as we talk about people stepping up, and in the case that you mentioned, the customers that were, kind of taking matters in their own hands as the smash and grab was going on, you were reporting on a store owner in Corona that put a stop to some crime happening.
Yeah, the store owner helped police find people who tried to kidnap a woman. It's a really interesting story, Chris. So the store owner was at home. He was alerted on his phone through an app that sent, it's like one of those Nest camera type apps where it sends the surveillance footage. So he's alerted that people are inside his restaurant. So the first thing he does is he calls the woman who owns the building because she actually lives on site. And he warns her about these burglars. So she goes to confront them. She meets up with them in an alleyway. They put a gun to her head, or allegedly put a gun to her head, and try to drag her into a car. She's able to, yeah. And so, but I guess he was already on his way. They essentially fail to get the woman inside the car, and they take off. But he had shown up in time. That he was actually able to follow the car. And the entire time he's following the car, he's giving police updates on where the car is going. The car didn't make it too far. Again, this happened in Corona. The car broke down on the 91. The three people who tried to kidnap this woman, they take off. And they didn't make it very far. It sounded like they were in a nearby business park is where police found and arrested them. All three of them on $1 million bail, I believe. And they're all from L.A. County. It was two men and a woman. The two guys are from Long Beach, and the woman was from Los Angeles.
Yeah. And is the car still broken down on 91? Is it still holding up traffic?
I wouldn't be surprised. It's the 91 at the end of the day, so it could still very well be down
still
there.
Backed up right now. Yeah. That's wild.
It is a wild story.
That's outstanding. I'm glad that the owner was investing in the technology and was on top of that and made the phone calls and reacted quickly. That's amazing, and I'm so glad that the police caught him. Do we have any notion of whether or not the increased presence of CHP, just being there, has made a difference this year? I mean, are we when might we expect to hear results?
One thing that we haven't gotten any numbers just yet, but I'm sure we're going to get some sort of numbers on how much retail crime they were able to prevent. We haven't been provided that at this time. I think another thing that could be interesting about it is, and this would be a really hard thing to quantify, but does having those extra officers and people knowing that those extra officers are out there, does that actually, has that been an aid to a lot of these businesses? And giving consumers that confidence to go in and shop. So those are two numbers I think are definitely worth looking into, but won't be available today. It'll probably be a couple days till we find out exactly what had happened. I do want to find, there's a statistic I have. I want to bring up. It's like a snapshot of what they've done. Okay, so the task force since its inception, which it started, it sounds like, quite a few years ago, but the CHP hasn't been involved with 1,296 investigations. They've arrested 645 people and recovered more than 271,697 items of stolen retail goods.
And millions now.
Yeah,
that's millions we're talking.
Exactly. And again, this task force has been expanded, so you can be assured that number's going to go way up.
Sure, and the politicians love to point out what they've done that's gone so well. So as those numbers go up and they continue to do great things, expect the politicians to take all the credit.
Yeah, but, I think with the smash and grabs, that the politicians really wanted to get ahead, and it seemed like the rhetoric, as I mentioned, the rhetoric changed pretty quickly to, we're going to be tough on this.
It basically cost the DA up there in San Francisco his job.
Mm-hmm.
He just seemed weak on crime, and people said enough of that. So interesting. Blake Trolley in the KFI newsroom. Always great talking to you, Blake. Thank you so much for your hard work on this, and have a great weekend, my friend. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
All right. We'll talk. One of the things that's got people a little on edge here is the shootings. High profile shootings have gone on here in the last week and a half. how close is 2022 to being the worst year ever for those mass killings? That's next. Chris Merrill in for John and Ken at KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere in your iHeartRadio app. Chris Merrill in for John and Ken, KFI AM 640. It's more stimulating talk. We just talked with Blake Trolley about the security around the different shopping centers and the CHP's organized retail crime task force that they rolled out. And really just having a presence at those different spaces it may deter people from even thinking about committing crimes. It also builds a sense of security for the people that are shopping there, a certain sense of safety, just that high profile. And as Blake was talking about this, I thought about you ever go driving on the freeway and you see the blue lights flashing up ahead of you and you just instinctively slow down. Even if it's in the lane of the oncoming traffic, right? It could be across the median. You still just slow down. Or at least you check your speed. You tap your brake, maybe. You check your speed and make sure that you're driving the way that you should be. You just sort of dot your I's and cross your T's when you see that. And I don't know if it's ever happened to you, but imagine you're driving along. You see those blue lights and you go, oh. You get this little, oh, I better check my speed. Make sure I'm not driving with my blinker on or anything silly. Okay, everything's good. And then once you approach that vehicle, you realize there's nobody inside. You don't know exactly why that's happening, but there's nobody inside there. I see that happen all the time around the construction sites where they'll just have the car parked there and the lights are just on. And basically it's just to slow people down as they enter into a construction area. But it works, right? It works. So if you are somebody that is... If you see that the officers are there, it sort of changes your interpretation of what the situation is. Whether you're driving on the road, you go, whoa, I got to be careful. If you are somebody who's thinking about doing a smash and grab and suddenly you see that there are officers posted at different entrances or exits, or they're meandering through the center of a mall, for instance, along with whatever the security is around that mall, it makes you think twice. It makes you sort of tap the brakes on what your plans for your smash and grab might have been, which is pretty great. I love to see that it's building confidence in the shoppers as well, because one of my favorite times of year is the Small Business Saturday. And Mo Kelly's got a Small Business Saturday show coming up tomorrow night at 6 p.m. If you want to submit your small business for a shout out in Mo's show, you can actually do that still. We put up a form at KFIAM640.com/small. KFIAM640.com/small. And you have until 9 o'clock tonight to fill out that form and then see if Mo will give your business a shout-out. Take you right to the page and fill out that form, and you're on your way to do it. When we talk about shopper confidence and the feeling of security, one thing that we have seen happen, we saw this happen at the Walmart in Chesapeake this last week, that there was a shooting that ended up being amongst employees, and it went down during in the break room. But we've seen it happen before where there have been mall shootings or shootings at a retail outlet as part of this disastrous turn that we've seen over the last two decades of mass shootings in America. It seems that these the people who really want to do a great deal of damage, they target events, and the shopping season is an event. There's no doubt. So in the back of my mind, if I have to go to one of these situations, and I'm not a big fan of crowds, but if I have to go, I keep one eye out. I do. In the same way that when I was flying after 9/11, I always kind of took a peek at all the other passengers on the plane. Just took a peek. All right. Who's a potential threat? How would I handle a situation? All right. From my seat, if somebody comes at us with box cutters, right? I started going through these different scenarios in my mind. And so I think it's important to have that presence at these different shopping centers and raise people's sense of security. You heard Brian talk about it. The Walmart gunman bought his gun that day and then left a little manifesto, I guess they're calling it. And it was a little bizarre. It sounds like he was sort of living in this, I don't know, almost adolescent negative fantasy mindset. Does that make sense? Here's what he wrote in some of this, in some of his diatribe here. He says he apologized to God, saying that he had failed God and that he was harassed by idiots with low intelligence and a lack of wisdom. Associates gave me evil, twisted grins, mocked me, and celebrated my downfall the last day. That's why they will suffer the same fate as me. He also talked about his phone being hacked and that his dignity was stripped. It was the worst feeling imaginable. He said he was guilty of failing his management team and that everyone that ever loved him by convincing them that he was normal. He said he had wished that he would have been able to start over and that his parents would have paid closer attention to his social deficits. He said, I wish I could have saved everyone from myself. And then he ended the letter with, may God forgive me for what I am going to do. So certainly somebody who is unsettled mentally. Unfortunately, we weren't able to identify him as a serious threat risk prior to him carrying out this horrid act. The guy needed help. If you're feeling like this guy is, there is help available. And if you're feeling like you would, like you wished that somebody had paid closer attention to your social deficits, if you feel like you're not normal, there are avenues to explore. There are services to help you before you feel like you have to go take a gun and then exact your revenge on people. It's out there. Brian's got news for us here in just a second, but I know now that we have settled Brian down, he was concerned why J-Lo's social media accounts went dark. I know you're also very concerned about what Ye's plans are for 2024. Brian, I will clear that up for you and also tell you who else might be on the ballot come 2024. Some really high-profile people thinking about jumping into the race. So we'll get that to you here in just a moment. I'm Chris Merrill, in for John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere in your iHeartRadio app. Chris Merrill, in for John and Ken, KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk. I know that many of you have been worried about what's going on in the world of Ye. And Ye is making strides in his 2024 presidential bid. He recently visited Mar-a-Lago, and he took with him Nick Fuentes, who is a pretty popular Holocaust denier. I mean, if you're in that world, you know who he is. Fuentes, who frequently posts racist content in addition to Holocaust revisionism, was brought as a guest of rapper Kanye West, who now goes by Ye. Ye, this according to Politico. Fuentes on his social media site said, this past week, Kanye West called me to go have dinner at Mar-a-Lago. Shortly thereafter, he unexpectedly showed up with three of his friends, whom I knew nothing about. We had dinner on Tuesday evening with many members present on the back patio. The dinner was quick and uneventful, and then they left for the airport. That, I guess that's, yeah, that was what Trump said, is that they were here, it was uneventful, no big deal. They were here, they left. But Ye tells a different story. Ye is now saying that Trump was upset with him. Oh, this has got to be good. What is it that Trump would have been upset about? Ye actually says that Trump was screaming at him. Well, this is fantastic. I love this kind of dirt. This is great. And what is it that upset former President Trump so much that he began screaming at Ye? Evidently, Ye crossed the line.
All right. I think the thing that Trump was most perturbed about, me asking him to be my vice president.
Golly. That's awesome. I mean, Ye is just in this weird place, man, where he is just like so incredibly full of himself that he went to former president of the United States and said, I'd like you to be my vice president. It's just spectacular. I mean, this isn't somebody who, you know, if you had a respected former president of the United States and a member of his own party was then elected in a future date and came back and said, I'd like you to be my vice president, they might consider it, right? In the same way that Dick Cheney had been under George H.W. Bush's regime, and then when George W. Bush came and said, will you be my vice president? Like it made sense, right? This is him. Of course Trump got upset. Like, what a slap in the face. Oh, but wait, there's more. What else did they discuss on this this simple meeting on the patio that that Trump said he knew nothing of anyone else showing up? Go on.
I think that was like lower on the list of things that caught him off guard. It was the fact that I walked in with intelligence. So Trump is really impressed with Nick Fuentes. And Nick Fuentes, unlike so many of the lawyers and so many people that he was left with on his 2020 campaign, he's actually a loyalist. When he didn't know what the lawyers is, you'll still have your lawyer list.
Okay.
What?
When you don't know who the lawyers is, you'll still have your loyalists. Where you don't know where the lawyers is, you still have your loyalists. Okay. All right.
I mean, it's a solid rap.
It's tough to get that on a bumper sticker, but yeah, okay. Right?
And when all the lawyers said, forget it, Trump's done, there are loyalists running up in the White House, right? And my question would be, why, when you had the chance, did you not free the January Sixers?
Yeah, well, reasonable question, of course. When you had the chance, why didn't you pardon everyone who attacked the Capitol building? See, and this is why Ye should be president, because he would make those tough decisions. And former President Trump should be vice president. Sit back and watch how it's done.
I came to him as someone who loves Trump, and I said, go and get Corey back. Go and get these people that the media tried to cancel and told you to step away from. He basically gives me this would-be mob-esque kind of story. Talking to some kid from the south side of Chicago trying to sound mobby or whatever.
Yep. That's Don Gotti was always out there trying to sound mobby, wasn't he? Yeah. Lucky Luciano. Hey, are you trying to sound mobby?
He goes into the story about all that he went through to get Alice Johnson out of jail and how he...
Alice Johnson was the person that, remember when Kim Kardashian showed up at the White House and demanded justice reform? Alice Johnson, I guess, was the person that was involved there. So that's who he's talking about.
He didn't do it for Kim, but he did it for me. But then he goes on to say that Kim is a...
Whoa.
You could tell I said that. And whoa. I was thinking, like, that's the mother of my children.
Okay, so he's still wrapped up on the whole Kim Kardashian who dumped him and then was with Pete Davidson who then dumped her. But Trump was trying, I guess, this is just one side of the story. I guess Trump was just trying to buddy up with Kanye, like, oh, she's a real whatever, and you can tell her I said that. In the same way that if your buddy comes to you and says that, you know, his girlfriend dumped him, like, oh, you can do better. She doesn't know anything. She wasn't good for you. Like, whoa, you can't talk about her like that.
Since we know, and all the Christians in America that love Trump know that Trump is a conservative, we're going to demand that you hold all policies directly to the Bible. When Trump started basically screaming at me at the table, telling me I was going to lose.
What? Do you think Ye is going to lose? He's the front runner. It's time to get on the Ye bus now. So he says Trump was yelling at him, screaming at him at the table, telling him he was going to lose.
I mean, has that ever worked for anyone in history?
You're going to lose. Tell him he's going to lose.
I'm like, well, hold on, Trump. You're talking to Ye.
You're talking to Ye in the third person. Ye, by the way, is in some other trouble, too, because not only of the anti-Semitic stuff that has come out here recently, but there were allegations of inappropriate behavior surrounding Ye. And now Adidas has launched an investigation, I'm assuming an internal investigation, into what that inappropriate behavior might have been.
Adidas says it's open.
This is from... Channel 7.
Doing an investigation into allegations of misconduct by Kanye West, who now goes by the name Ye.
Ye.
Adidas says allegations were made in an anonymous letter. The company says it doesn't know if the allegations are true, but it is going to investigate. Adidas did not reveal the nature of the allegations. This comes after an article in Rolling Stone that said Adidas board members ignored inappropriate behavior from the rapper. In October, Adidas ended its relationship with Ye over his anti-Semitic remarks.
So I love the whole Adidas relationship with Ye. And then Ye is putting out anti-Semitic stuff a couple months back. And Adidas wasn't really jumping off the Ye train. And part of that, I think, is because they had like a billion-dollar deal with him.
What's happening? happened?
And so they thought, what happens? Right. And what's crazy here is the more Adidas didn't separate themselves from Kanye, the more people looked into Adidas history and realized that it was really started by former Nazis back in the day. And it was all of a sudden there was this history Adidas would prefer people didn't talk about a whole lot that suddenly came to light. And that's when Adidas was like, okay, we got to just get, no, you're doing our brand more damage, more than just the damage you're doing to yourself. You're really hurting us right now. So just, and that's when they finally got away from him. If they had just separated themselves from this guy sooner, probably would have saved them a lot of egg on their face in the long run. Probably. Over the course of the last, let's say from 2015 to 2020 and even 2021, probably the most recognizable or talked about human being on the planet was former President Trump. In 2022, it's not. I will tell you who more people are talking about now than they are former President Trump. Who has taken that top spot for most talked about human being? That's next. Chris Merrill in for John and Ken at KFI AM 640. Live everywhere in your iHeartRadio app. John and Ken Show. I'm Chris Merrill in for the boys. The 12th annual KFI Pastathon is upon us. Chef Bruno's charity, Katarina's Club, providing more than 25,000 meals every week to kids in need in Southern California. And your generosity is what makes that happen. You can help. Just go to pastathon.com, make a donation. You can also shop at any Smart and Final store in California, Arizona, or Nevada. No need to go to Arizona or Nevada if you're already in California, though. And then donate at checkout. Neil Saavedra is actually going to be broadcasting tomorrow. He's got the Fork Report is live tomorrow from 2 to 5 at the Smart and Final in Lake Forest, 23631 El Toro Road. Stop in, say hi, and then pop into the store and make a donation there. Easy to do. And you can also go to any Wendy's restaurant chain in Southern California to donate, which is an incredible partnership. Just amazing that Wendy's has joined us in this. Remember, 100% of your donation goes to Katarina's Club. Details are at pastathon.com. Again, pastathon.com. Between 2015 and I would say 2021, basically up until the time he was booted from Twitter, it seemed that former President Trump sucked all of the air out of the room. He was the most talked about individual in the world. My observations now of the last few months are that nobody gets talked about more than Elon Musk. This guy is a lightning rod, the likes of which we haven't seen since former President Trump. He has sort of filled that void that was left when former President Trump wasn't at the forefront of every conversation, both politically, socially, at all the Thanksgiving tables. But Elon Musk really is at this point, and everyone is watching everything he does on the Twitter machine. I'm just fascinated by what he puts out. Half of what he puts out, he's just trolling. He knows people are going to come down on him, so he'll just say something nice just so people will say mean things. He'll make an announcement, people will say mean things. And then, of course, you have the what do they call that, the Alani? The Alana and I, something of the sort, is the people that are diehard Elon supporters that, of course, jump to his aid in such circumstances. Key advertisers, however, are dropping from Twitter right now, and this is problematic for Elon Musk. More than a third of Twitter's top 100 clients have not advertised on the platform in the last 2 weeks, that according to data that the Washington Post has analyzed. And that's problematic. It's an indication of the extent of skittishness among advertisers about billionaire Elon Musk's control of the company. Dozens of top Twitter advertisers, including 14 of the top 50, have stopped advertising in the few weeks since Musk's chaotic acquisition of the social media company, according to the Post analysis of data from Pathmatics. They offer brand analysis on digital marketing trends. Blue chip brands, including Jeep and Mars Candy, were among the top 100 U.S. advertisers on the site in the 6 months before the purchase. They haven't appeared there since at least November 7th, that according to analysts. Musk assumed ownership of the site October 27th. So you've got some advertisers that are going to sit this one out and just see where it goes. One might argue, though, that there are an awful lot of eyes on Twitter right now. Elon Musk claims that it's the most engagement Twitter has ever had. And so if you're not advertising, you're not getting those eyes on your brand. The concern the brands have, though, is that they don't want their brand associated with something if it goes belly up, or if all of a sudden, you know, maybe they don't like the direction that Musk is going. For instance, Elon Musk, you may have seen, is granting amnesty to all suspended Twitter accounts. I don't know if that would include Alex Jones, who he said he would not invite back onto the site. But he's opening it up to everybody. Anybody that had been banned before, they're back. So maybe some, you know, maybe Jeep and Mars, which is like M&Ms and Snickers, maybe they're going, we don't want to be on that site if our post, our you know, advertisement for Jeep Cherokee is going to show up next to somebody who's passing out misinformation in an anti-Semitic diatribe. Entirely possible they go, there may be a lot of eyes on it, but we don't want to be associated with the dregs that are flowing through Twitter right now. One of the concerns I have is that Elon Musk is putting up these polls, is asking, he claims to be asking Twitter users if he should reinstate accounts that have not broken the law or engaged in egregious spam. The vote in favor was 72%, he says. The people have spoken. Amnesty begins next week. The issue, however, is anytime you see a media outlet quoting a poll that's done online, what do they always say? Not a scientific poll. I recall, I believe, I'm trying to remember when this was. I hadn't been in talk radio that long. It would have been, I guess, 2008? I think it was 2008. And I was doing a talk radio show. And the Drudge Report ran a poll after one of the presidential debates about McCain and Obama. And while most of the mainstream media was saying that, and I say mainstream media being the large media outlets, were saying that Obama had won the debate, the Drudge Report poll was something overwhelmingly in favor of McCain. Similar polls came out. You remember President Trump saying that, you know, 90% of America thinks I won that debate, whatever it is. And it's some poll that's done on some right-wing website. The question is, what is the validity of the poll? In the case of Elon Musk, he's putting these polls up, but he also controls the polling numbers himself. It's easy for him to manipulate the numbers. He'd sit on his laptop and change those results. So how much validity is there to the vote that comes through? Maybe it's completely straight up. Maybe it's totally straight up. But we don't know that because not a scientific poll. All right. Did you get the good stuff for your holiday shopping here as you were out on Black Friday? Did you order your stuff online? And if so, how do you know it's going to get to your house? That's next. Chris Merrill in for John and Ken on KFI AM 640 live everywhere in your iHeartRadio app.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.